The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, most primary schools break up today and summer finally here. Henry McKean visited the boys from O'Connell Primary School in Dublin 1 and sent us this Summer Kids Talk.
School's out for summer and the boys from O'Connell Primary School are thrilled.
Just good. It feels good to like be in the class for the last few hours and then off for the summer holidays going away and all.
How does it feel being the last day of school?
Good. Off for the summer holidays.
Yeah, it feels very good because we get to go away from the teachers and have a very good time of our life. Yep, out of the school, out of prison.
Do you feel school is prison?
Kind of. I mean, it's torture.
Why is it torture?
Waking up very early.
You don't like waking up early?
Yeah, wasting 6 cruel hours of our life.
We should be out playing.
So, are you delighted it's the last day of school?
Yeah.
And how many more years of primary school do you have?
1 or 2.
Yup the lads!
You want to say hello to everyone in the neighbourhood?
How he is and yup the lads!
How does it feel, the last day of school?
Happy, it feels sad. It feels, there's just like a lot of emotions and stuff.
Because you'll kind of miss all the classmates, won't you?
Yeah, like all my friends.
And you have to wait until September to see them?
Yeah.
I felt great to get off school.
Why does it feel great to get off school?
Because I can stay in my bed.
And why do you like staying in your bed?
Because every time I go to school, I have to wake up earlier.
So what time will you sleep into now that you're off for the summer?
Probably, like, depends if I have a football match, it'll be probably 8:30. If I don't have a football match, it'll be probably 9:30.
What time do you normally wake up at?
For school, about 10 to 8.
It feels good and how long it is to be on a break, and I'm excited to go to 6th.
I'm happy that I finished this year of school and that the teachers were very good as well.
I'm very sad that it's the last day of school because I'm moving schools and this is the last time I'm being at this school.
It feels good because when you finish with class, you have a big break, so you can rest or relax until 6th.
How does it feel breaking up for the summer?
It feels quite good. You get to chill out and all hang over your mates.
Miss Healy and Miss Lawless are 2 great teachers, so I'm really happy to have them.
You know, why is it important to have a good teacher?
It's more fun to learn. They will make stuff more fun.
I'm going to miss them.
You will miss the teachers?
Yeah.
And who's your favourite teacher?
Miss Lawless.
O'Connell's Primary School is the far.
And what does that mean?
O'Connell's Primary School is the best.
What will you do for the summer?
I'm going to go away to Spain, hoping to go to the Hoorland, for All Ireland.
You're looking forward to that?
Yeah.
And whereabouts in Spain are you going?
Santa Ponsa.
And do you like Santa Ponsa?
Yeah.
What's great about Santa Ponsa? Is it the big beach? Is it the small beach? Whereabouts do you like going?
It's warm and it's not warm in Ireland.
This is true. Are you looking forward to the summer holidays?
Yes.
I'm going to stay active for the summer, playing football and all.
And what are you going to get up to?
Stay active.
Will you miss your teachers?
No.
You won't miss them?
Not really.
Not really, just a bit?
No.
No, none at all?
I might be going out with my dad places and all, with my dog. I have a dachshund.
You look forward to hanging out with the dog?
Yeah.
Seeing if I could go Germany or maybe, like, different country, maybe Spain, France, somewhere there.
I'm probably going to the summer camp. My cousin's a professional footballer, so I'm going to his football summer camp.
So is your cousin really famous?
I'd say he is famous. Like, he has a documentary and all, so...
And what's his name?
Romeo.
What do you think of Irish summer weather?
It's just so annoying.
It's just annoying when it rains.
Yeah.
And what do you think of the Irish summer? I mean, we've had some sunny days. There's been a few. I mean, we had a good May.
When it's raining, it's not that good because you can't go anywhere. And when it's sunny, it's just good, but it's never sunny.
In Ireland, at 1 o'clock, it's raining. At 1:01, it's sunny. At 1:02, it's a thunderstorm. At 1:03, it's mad sunny.
During school days, it's always sunny. Yep. And every time it's like Saturday or Sunday, it's always raining. So I say for the whole summer, it's going to be probably raining. Probably like 4 days are going to be sunny. That's it.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an electrician because it pays good.
And why does an electrician pay good?
Because you're doing the right job and you get a better payment.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A footballer, but if I can't be a footballer, I'll be a GAA player. If I can't be a GAA player, I'll be a hurling player. If I can't be a hurling player, I'll be a boxer.
You'll be a boxer?
Yeah, maybe MMA, actually.
Oh, MMA? You'd like to do that?
Yeah.
So it's going to be something sporty?
Yeah.
I want to be a footballer.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Footballer.
So you had to think there for a second. Any other ones?
A mechanic, but on electric stuff.
So kind of an electrical mechanic?
Yeah.
A Dublin hurler or an MMA fighter?
So out of the two, being a Dublin hurler or an MMA fighter, which one would you prefer?
Fighter. I want to be a yup bro.
And what is a yup bro?
A fella that wears Monterex all the time.
Is that like a brand of tracksuit?
Yeah. I want to be an actor when I grow up because I'm really good at fake crying.
You're really good at fake crying, so that's pretending to cry?
Yeah.
And does everyone believe you?
Yeah.
And how did you learn that skill of fake crying?
I don't know, it just comes to me.
What sort of films would you like to act in?
Like really emotional and action and, you know, just action is my dream.
What do you think of the news?
The news, like, entertains people and, like, tells them, like, lots of facts about cute animals, like, lots of, like, very cute stuff. And it shows, like, everywhere around the places, like, they travel a lot. And I just find that very entertaining.
And what do you think of the news?
It's good. It's entertaining and you get to learn about new stuff and everything that's been going on in the past while.
I think it's really good because it helps what you learn about stuff. Helps you learn what's going around in the world, not just in Ireland. Helps you learn about other stuff. I don't think it's really nice what Trump is doing. He's bombing everyone for no reason. And he's taking away taxes and stuff. It's just really overwhelming.
I like how they inform me with interesting stuff and if anything's going bad or good.
Yeah, it's good. It tells you about warnings and all them. But the only thing, like, sometimes they put the weather backwards, like it's not really true, so...
The news is good because there's interesting things in the news and you can find out what's happening in the world. There could be some good and some bad news, so it's good to watch the news.
I feel like the news is good because it tells us what is happening around the world and sometimes it tells us good information, but sometimes it does, like, say false stuff, like the weather.
So sometimes they get the weather wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
The news sometimes prepares you if something is going to happen, so it's good for understanding what's happening around the world.
Sometimes I think the news is very happy, but sometimes it might be a bit sad.
Well, thank you to Henry McKean and the boys of O'Connell School in Dublin 1.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.